The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. There's a terrible story where a British rock band and their manager have died after the car they were travelling in went through the barrier of a bridge which had opened to let a boat pass underneath in Sweden, plunged into a canal. Adam.
Yeah, it has a slight degree of how on earth did that happen to it. But, yeah, this British rock band, Viola Beach, their name, they were up and coming by all accounts, and they had quite a following. They'd just played their first gig overseas. They had a big one coming up as well. They were going to a big music festival in Texas. They were going to be another one of those indie British bands that could have absolutely made it huge. And unfortunately, all four of them and their manager perished in this car crash. They all hail from Warrington near Manchester with that kind of sound in the vocals as well. They have a kind of northern chippy sound as well. There's something about this, though, because, as you say, the bridge was being raised so that a boat could go underneath. And it was their manager who was driving it, apparently, and it crashed through a barrier and ignored any number of flashing warning lights. And certainly witnesses are suggesting that it was as if the driver must have been, as one eyewitness put it, drunk or asleep or high or some. Well, we don't know that for sure, but it is an extraordinary, awful way for four young lads to end up as well.
Awful and terrible. Terrible stuff. They're aged between five of them, 20 and 35. Well, the BAFTA night, British Film Awards.
The British Oscars are on, the Film Awards ceremony that dares to nominate non-white people, unlike other awards ceremonies we could mention. Idris Elba is up for Beast of No Nation and John Boyega for Star Wars. There are nominations also for the transgender story, The Danish Girl. Despite this, and despite the fact there are also a lot of women who are nominated for all sorts of categories, there's still been a protest with a banner that says, "The TV and film industry are male, pale and stale." We saw the fact that they got a singular noun with a plural verb.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure there are other places to protest about that. It doesn't seem pointless, given that the BAFTAs, of all the award ceremonies, do have a degree of integrity and honesty, even if they're small beer compared with the Americans.
Go away, I say to them. You're boring. Well done, Adam. Not you. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.